This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Nats dugout, literally sitting on the bench in the Nats dugout at Nationals Park. Grant and Danny on the Fan. The field is being prepared for a first pitch, which is set for 4:05. Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler begin their 20th season together on the call of Nats baseball. Pre-game for those two fellas starts at 3:35. We will have your post-game show today, Grant and Danny style, on the Nationals radio network. But what better way to kick off the season and talking to the skipper of the Nats in 15 minutes, Davey Martinez. Will also be joined on the field in a few by Barry Sferluga, the excellent baseball writer and columnist from the Washington Post, to try to set some expectations for this young ball club this year. Right now, let's play a little game, Danny. It's opening day.
Nervous.
Let's let our hairs down and have a good old time. This is called Grant versus Danny.
Grant versus Danny. Here we go.
Toby and our crew of hardworking production staff, Darris and Ryan, have been putting a game together behind the scenes where we caught up with some Nationals and we grilled them on various, I think it's math, it's sports, it's entertainment, all kinds of questions, Tobes.
Yeah, all types of stuff, all types of easy questions that you would think everyone would get.
You would think, but apparently they didn't get all of them right.
They did not get all of them correct.
So we have to guess, Danny, as to whether or not we think these Nationals got the question right or not.
We're calling our shot. Like, does Grant know the band? Like, the best game ever.
Point for getting it right. So what's our first question?
So the first question, like you think everyone would get this right, who does Baker Mayfield play for? We'll start with C.J. Abrams. Do you think C.J. knows who Baker Mayfield plays for?
So this could be tricky because C.J. Abrams tells us all the time that he really doesn't watch TV or have many interests, like in terms of non-baseball, non-video game stuff. I'm actually going to go out on a limb and say he does not know who Baker Mayfield plays for.
My thoughts were exactly the same. I'm going to say that C.J. Abrams does not know.
Now I want to pivot, but I got to stay put.
Pivot.
Who does Baker Mayfield play for?
I don't watch sports.
Okay, first of all, that's the most incredible thing ever. The fact that we both got it is actually taking away from the fact that we should stop the show right now and we should not talk about anything else until the first pitch of the season. CJ doesn't know who Baker Mayfield plays for.
But that's who that dude is.
Says he doesn't watch sports.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, man. All right, but we both have a point.
Nice. Okay, cool. Woo.
I feel great about this.
Here we go.
So we'll stay on this one because the guy that was Ryan was talking to was James Wood a couple lockers over. He was looking at us when CJ said he had no idea who Baker Mayfield played for and thought it was ridiculous. Does James Wood know who Baker Mayfield plays for?
100% he does. I talk to him about football every time I see him. He's a big New York Giants fan. Baker Mayfield, the Tampa Bay Buck, I'll bet you James Wood might even know how many yards he threw for last year. He knows who he plays for.
It's going to be annoying, but I agree with you. The same rationale. We bust chops about the Giants, try to convert him to the local 53. He knows football.
Who does Baker Mayfield play for?
The Bucks.
We're both.
I think I heard that right. Tampa Bucks?
Yeah, it was quick, but he said Bucks. We're both cruising. We're 2-for-2 at this
point. We're Dillon-ing.
Yes. This is too easy right now at this juncture.
Well, let's skip ahead to a math one then.
Uh-oh.
Second question. We'll go back to CJ. What is the square root of 81? Does he know that the answer is 9?
The square root of 81 is obviously 9. For those of you that are on your way to the game who are young and have been post-COVID doing math classes in our education system, square root is when the same number is multiplied twice.
And, say, where are you going with this, yeah, buddy?
And you get to the number. I'll say no. CJ does not know the square root of 81.
As I've agreed with you three times or twice already, I'm going to say he does, just to keep it spicy.
What's the square root of 81?
9.
Let's go! Danny, you're all over it. I'm steamed up for
Love
CJ.
It. Love it.
CJ, smart guy. I should have known.
CJ.
So does Jake Irvin know the square root of 81?
Jake Irvin... All right, CJ knew it so easily that I would have said no, but now I'm going to change my answer. I'm going to say yes, Jake Irvin knows the square root of 81.
Jake Irvin knows.
What is the square root of 81?
9.
So casual. Easy for
casual
Jake.
Casual for Jake.
All right, so you have 3.
I have 4.
I have 3. Okay. So you're +1 on me.
So this one's a little bit more difficult. Some of the guys struggled with this. Just giving you a little heads up.
All right.
What is Vin Diesel's character in Fast and Furious? We'll go back to CJ, because CJ seemingly has some struggles with these. Does CJ know Vin Diesel's character in Fast and Furious?
So he doesn't like sports, he doesn't watch TV, but that doesn't mean he doesn't watch movies. I'll still say no. He just seems like the kind of guy that if it's not something he cares about, he's not going to waste any time on it.
So I think he's younger. And he missed this. So people your age think whatever that is awesome.
Whatever that is the greatest group of 10 movies that's ever been made.
It's the best set of 10 movies about driving small cars with souped-up engines.
Another one drops in like a month if you want to go with me.
I'm good. I'm going to say he doesn't. I'm saying this never crossed his radar. He has no idea.
What's the name of Vin Diesel's character in Fast and Furious?
Don't know.
I also like his just like... very quick and succinct.
Don't know.
Don't know, man.
Like,
don't need to know.
Can you stop talking
Keep
to me?
Keep it moving, yeah. That is Dom Toretto you're looking for. Can we do Jake Irvin on this one?
Yeah, let's do Jake Irvin, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Does he know the name Dom Toretto?
He's my age-ish. Well, that's not true. He's 10 years younger than me.
27?
Yeah. But he is more of the era where you would... Actually, you know what? I'll say no. He does not know.
Jake Irvin knows. We're different again on this one. Jake Irvin knows.
My chance to catch Danny here.
Here it is.
What is the name of Vin Diesel's character in Fast and Furious?
I don't know it.
Let's go, Jake!
Come on!
My guy, Jake Irvin, starting on Saturday in Game 2 of the big league season.
All right, now we're tied. Fives.
All right, 5 apiece.
Let's stay with Jake Irvin. Does he know the food chain slogan that is, "Have it your way"? Does Jake Irvin know that?
Have it your way is Burger King?
It is.
Jake Irvin has eaten a burger or two. I will say yes, he knows that fast food chain.
My theory is everybody did the baseball thing. Everyone grew up playing summer ball. Everyone grew up playing in the college summer league. Everyone grew up doing the minor league deal. You're familiar with the fast food game. Jake Irvin knows.
What food chain slogan is "Have it your way"?
Subway.
Who is Ryan?
I don't have your
one. McDonald's.
Jake.
No.
Eat fresh, Jake.
No.
What are you doing, guy?
Jake.
Give me James Wood again. We got James Wood on this?
Yeah, James Wood. Does he know that it's Burger King? Have it your way.
So James Wood, local guy.
Mm-hmm.
Burger Kings can be a pain in the ass to find depending on where you're at.
So when he went to St. John's College High School, just up the road, he took a left on Connecticut and went to that Burger King right by the car wash. He knows. James Wood knows it's "Have It Your Way."
I think James Wood knows it as well.
What food chain slogan is "Have It Your Way"?
I don't know if it's better for me to get off the plate.
Burger King.
Attaboy, yeah, J-Dub!
He knows.
Let's go!
He knows.
James Wood, my guy. I can always count on James Wood.
Mm-hmm.
Me and James Wood have a good thing going here.
Maybe we try CJ on this, because CJ's known to have a fun diet. Does CJ know that it's Burger King?
1,000% yes. The joke behind the scenes, not to put his business out there, is that he does not have the best diet, to your point, Toby. He is a guy that eats probably like I eat.
He has the best metabolism.
Right.
It's interesting, though, because that's commercial.
That's a good point. Doesn't mean he knows the
doesn't
slogan.
Doesn't mean he knows the slogan. He's eaten at Burger King, but does he know the slogan?
He's also from the South, so he could be like a Chick-fil-A guy or a McDonald's guy, maybe not a Burger King guy.
Here's a chance for us to split right here. CJ does not know that it's Burger King.
Ooh.
You say he does, I say he does not. It's tied at six.
What fast food chain slogan is have it your way?
Burger King.
Damn it.
Let's go, CJ!
Right in my eye.
My guy!
Right in my
Game
eye.
Game 7 spoils to the victor.
Mm.
That is a come-from-behind victory.
Damn.
On Grant and Danny. Although, we could keep going, I guess. We have time for one more, yeah? Let's do another one. What else you got?
Power couple, Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively, right? Do the guys know who Ryan Reynolds is married to? Let's start with CJ. Does CJ know that Ryan Reynolds is married to Blake Lively?
Zero
Zippy.
Chance.
Damn it.
Zero
so, no.
Chance.
The answer's no.
All right.
Last one. Who is Ryan Reynolds married to?
Don't know.
He doesn't even know who Ryan Reynolds is.
I mean, that's not on his radar.
Biggest lock in
not
the history
on his radar.
Of the world.
I mean, I'm sure he's seen Deadpool. How about James Wood? Does he know who Ryan Reynolds is married to?
So I'm starting to get the sense that James Wood is sneaky on social media and, like, knows a lot of things about a lot of things. They've been in the news a lot lately. But he's too young to know who Blake Lively is. I will say no.
Only chance to catch.
Come on, James.
I'm going to say yes.
Take
James
care
Wood
of your
knows.
Guy, James.
James Wood knows.
Be the
who's
guy, James.
Ryan Reynolds married to.
No idea.
Me and James Wood.
Yeah.
He just put me over the top.
Yeah, he's not married to No Idea. I'll tell you that.
I can't be caught. By the way, he needs to get to know Blake Lively. She is a wonderful
She's
actress.
She's so good at acting.
She's a great actress.
Great at acting.
All right, so the last one then, Jake Irvin. Danny can't catch me, but for fun, I will say Jake Irvin does know.
It's for fun, so he knows.
Who is Ryan Reynolds married to? Blake Lively.
That a boy,
yeah.
Jake.
Yeah.
I love that. We'll have to play more of this. You guys got more guys, too. We can play this in the future.
Oh, absolutely. We got a couple more questions. We're good. Yeah.
All right. Very good. Thank you to Toby and Ryan putting that together in West Palm Beach. Darius with all the production. We are getting you ready for opening day. Davey Martinez, the manager of your Washington Nationals, joins us as soon as we return in the dugout on Grant and Danny here on The Fan.